bless you in Radio Land. This is Yours in Christ, Friend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to get prayer line open, asking my friends to pray over everything, to know where it is or how you plan to do it. Prayer is the key, my friends. That book of Genesis, Galatians, is real. You on that job, you in your home, you in your automobile. I want you to know, my friends, your situation, if you're going through that situation, can be turned around. You that have that problem with your body. Some say, well, Rev, I have arthritis. Some men say their nature is not working like it's supposed to be. Some right now are looking to grow hair on their head. Some have high blood pressure. Some want to lose weight. My friends, we have herbal remedies here that we've been sending out throughout the years that have been successful in so many ways. That pain and swelling, that gout, that rheumatism. My friends, again, I'm going to tell you and you and especially back in the days, friends, there used to be someone always go off into woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, clean what they picked up out of the woods, boil it, steep it, and strain it, so they can drink it and their body's right. You can get rid of that pain. You can get rid of that swelling. You can turn situations around. We have herbal remedies and different herbal teas, my friends, for all types of situations. Some at the sound of my voice have friend that boyfriend right back there. You know, God is on canon. There is no failure in God if you have faith of a grain of mustard seed. I'm going to give you the telephone number here to the prayer office and the mailing address right here in Atlanta. Get your pencils and paper ready. Some right now are dealing with evildoers, throwing that phone and hiding that hand, and you don't know who it is coming after you. Some have been different places up and down the highways and byways, friends, trying to turn this situation around, and it seems that they're going for naught. Oh, my God. You know, at one time we even talked about those that were trying to do more, and every time you try to do it, you'd be talking to a friend of yours. And as you talk, friend, you turn around and the friend is doing better than you, and you're wondering how they're doing it better than you. You have to must keep that mouth closed and that eye, that ear, and that nose wide open. Oh, my God, everybody's business is nobody's business. There was once a young man one time, an old man was sick in his hardware store, and the young man told his friend, he said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over here and ask this man, does he need help? So the next thing he knows, he go to meet this man in the hospital to see if he needs help. By the time he gets there, his friend has already opened the store and sweeping and cleaning the windows. Later on, the friend owned the business because that man was appreciative. My friend, your business, or you can step out on that faith and turn your situation. You that are right now in financial need, you, my friends, that seems as if every time you try to go, something holds you back. Some of us even have enemies in our own family and trying to figure out why in the world is everything going backwards. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. My friends, we send different prayer packets out across the country for different situations. Maybe you would like to dress around your home. Maybe you, my friends, are having trouble on that job and want to turn it around. You might have a sickness, my friend, or unnatural, and have been going through it and through it and still not had success. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-4444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Those of you that are writing, we're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. And to you that are going to court, my friends, definitely want angels. My friends, write down the telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. If you have a problem there in your home and you've been walking around and wondering where all this mess on the ground is coming from, and you say, well, you just cleaned your yard and here they are sitting down looking at you every time you come in and out your house. You know that old jealousy, that old Cain and Abel spirit that's still roaming the earth. Sometimes, friends, you don't even know where it's coming from, but you can show pray it away, friends. Oh, my God. Again, that telephone number, 404 212 1-800-282-4444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity patches. Now, my friends, those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, that's G-R-E-G-O-R-O-Y, Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. If I cannot help you through the power of God, my friends, I sure enough to God will not harm you. But I'll show you, friends, that you that are in need, you that have that trouble, put that one foot in front of the other. You make one step, friends, and I guarantee you we'll make the second one for you. Oh, my God. Now, write down that telephone number again. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. Whether you have problems in your body, my friends, to the medicine cabinet, and you don't have any space in that cabinet for your toothbrush because of so many pill bottles. Oh, my God, you with that diabetes. I'll show you, friends, you can control it without going overboard. Oh, my friend. And that mailing address is 404-212-2444.
Oh, well, you better, honey, man. Because I know one time you told me that your hands felt like they were warm and you feel warm all over. And
my hands swell. Huh? My hand and feet don't swell anymore like they were.
Well, you used to have swelling. I forgot about that. So now you don't have any more swelling either, huh?
Uh-huh. And the bits in my head is gone.
The body aches.
The body
aches. Uh huh.
Where is it?
They're gone.
Okay.
All right.
My friends, I'm going to take a minute here because our time is drawing down today. Let us take a minute of prayer with Bishop Noel, and you get right back with us. We're going to be right back with you. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it for what you know when old Satan gets busy, my friends. You can't remember your own telephone number. Join us for a minute of prayer.
Eternal God, our Father, once again, we come before thee. We come before thy fountain. We come on the behalf of these, your faithful ones today, that stand in need of your help right now. We ask that thou will go into that home where there's confusion and trouble. We ask that thou will bring peace between husband and wife and family. We pray for those that are sick today, those that are confined to their home, their bed, the wheelchair, those that are on crutches today. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that thou will heal and touch mankind everywhere. Lord, we look to the hill today for which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and earth. And Lord, dear Father, we call on you this time of trouble and confusion in the land where man is against daughter and son against mother. We pray that thou will bring peace everywhere. Touch, heal, bless, and deliver those that are disturbed today in the convalescent home. We pray that thou will give strength and courage. And those that are on the battlefield, for your sake, in Jesus' name, hearing the word abroad, we ask that thou will give mankind wisdom and knowledge and understanding according to thy word. We pray for Reverend Gregory and his ministry here in the city and other places across the country as he ministers to the needs of the people everywhere. We pray, dear Father, for those that are in need today of your spiritual help right now. Father, my special prayer that you bless, heal, and meet the needs of your people everywhere. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, bless me, your humble servant. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen. Good God. Oh, my friends, you know prayer is the key, my friends. That book of Genesis to Revelations is, and my friends, if you just have that faith, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed, my friends, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Now, those of you that are writing, once again, my friends, that mailing address, Post Office Box 16 1603. Again, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, that's Gregory. Post Office Box 16903. Send that prayer request, my friends. Oh, my God. Don't forget, put your name and your return address inside or outside that letter along with your prayer request. And maybe even your telephone number if you wish for us to call you back. Or whatever donation you send towards the ministry, my friend, you send it from your heart. If it's not from your heart, there are not too many folks can do with it. Now, those of you that are calling, if that line is busy, just call me right back. That's 404-212-2444. And I know that you'll be glad that you did.
Different sources, and couldn't nobody help me. They would say that they were going to do it, and then nothing worked. But until I, got in touch with you and started talking to you, and things went to,
And he ran off to be with the other lady for a little while, too, didn't he?
Yeah, sure did.
Scared you to death.
I didn't know what to do. I was so wound up, I wanted to commit suicide.
Is he, and he's at home now?
Yes, he's at home.
How's he acting? How are things turning out?
Well, he seemed like to me he is happy. You know what he said today?
No.
I had to look at him. He said, "You don't believe me." He said, "I feel so relieved." He said, "And I feel so in love."
You couldn't believe none of that, huh?
Huh?
You couldn't believe none of that, huh?
I looked at him. He said, "You don't believe me." I didn't say no. But she was taking him for a merry-go-round. He was sitting.
God. You know, my friends, our time is drawing down. You know, God is in the blessing business, my friends. We can sit down here if we had enough time and go through each and every book of the Bible and enjoy what we've heard, seen, and who God know what to do and how to avoid it. My friends, those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's gone, friends, after it's out of your reach, it's something else to go back and get it. Write down the telephone number, my friends. Again, that's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, "Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages." Again, my friends, when you call. Now, those of you that are writing, remember, we're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil and a prayer cloth and also a cross. Whether you have problems in court, whether you have situations around your home or job, whether you're trying to have peace everywhere you go, whether old Satan has already gotten you and you're fighting in your sleep, I want you to know you too can come through. Some say, "Rev, it seems like all kind of demons are coming at me even at home." Telephone number, my friends. All I'm going to ask you to do is keep that faith, no matter what you're facing. 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friend, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. I'll show you how to dress that home, and I'll show you how to get that body back in shape. Oh, my friend, this is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God can, and there is no failure in God. Just that faith is what you need. Once again, telephone number, dial me up when you call. You say, "Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus." And we know everybody's business is nobody's business. Again, that telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. May God bless you and keep you. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
KAYT Lake Charles 100.1. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings unto each and every one. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory, we just do your name. Now, Father God, I ask that you will have thine own way as we continue to decrease, oh God. I ask that you will increase within us. Lord, without you, we can't do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. Lord, I thank you for life. I thank you for health. And I thank you for strength. Father God, I ask that you will move by your spirit, move by the anointing. Because the word declares that the anointing destroys the yoke. Father God, I pray that you will heal on this morning, God. Touch somebody's aching body, God. Touch somebody's broken spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, I praise you. Yes, I do. And I magnify your name. And I trust your word. Because your word is forever settled in heaven. And I glorify it. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn into a very familiar scripture? John 14th chapter. And the 6th verse. That's the book of John, 14th chapter, and the 6th verse. And it says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Today's topic is the great I am. This is a very familiar scripture. The Lord just sent me to tell you and remind you that he is the great I am. And nobody cannot come to him. Not even form a relationship with the Father unless you come through his Son, which is Jesus Christ. The I am reflects on who he is and the superior power that he has. You can find it in many scriptures and many chapters in Matthew 22 and 32. And you can also find it in Exodus 3 and 6, where God uses the same intensive form to say, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. But also in John 8 and 58 verse, Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. You see, the Jews clearly understood Jesus to be calling himself God because they took up stones to stone him for committing blasphemy and equating himself with God. The great I am. So in Matthew 28 and 20, as Jesus gave the Great Commission, he gave it emphasis by saying, I am with you always to the end of the age. So when the soldiers came seeking Jesus in the garden the night before his crucifixion, he told them, I am he. And his words were so powerful that the soldiers fell to the ground. John 18, 4 and 6. See, these words reflect the very name of God in Hebrew, which is Yahweh, which means to be, or the self-existing one. It is the name of power and authority. And Jesus claimed it as his own. I am the great I am. And so we're going to look at the way. You say, I am the way. the truth, and the life. So the way Jesus used this very particular word to distinguish himself as the only way. The way is a path or a route. And the disciples had expressed their confusion about where he was going and how they could follow. So as he had told them from the beginning, Jesus was again telling them, and he's also telling us, follow me. You see, there is no other path to heaven. Come on, here, somebody. There is no other way to the Father. And Peter reiterated the same truth years later to the rulers in Jerusalem, saying about Jesus, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. And that's Acts 4 and 12. So the exclusive nature of the only path to salvation is expressed in the words, I am the way. Come on here. Jesus is the way. You can't get to heaven no other way except through Jesus. You got to know him. You got to give your life over to him. Jesus is the only path to heaven and a relationship with God. You cannot have a relationship with God without having it with his son. You see, he removes the barrier of sin that separates us from the Father. Mm-hmm. And so the significance of it all, rather than merely pointing out a set of rules to follow, Jesus declares that he himself is the designation and the journey, not through Buddha, not through psychic, not through Muhammad, not through anybody else. Jesus is the only way. And through him, we have direct access to a restored relationship with God. Come on here, somebody. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am. So let's look at the truth. So again, Jesus used a definite article to emphasize himself as the only truth. Psalm 119 and 142 says, your law is the truth. So in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus reminded his listeners of several points of the law. And then he said, but I say unto you, and you can look it up in Matthew 5th chapter, the 22nd verse, the 28th verse, the 32, 34, 39, and 44 verses, thereby equating himself with the law of God as the authoritative standard of righteousness. So in fact, Jesus said that he came to fulfill the law and the prophets, Matthew 5 and 17. Jesus as the incarnate word of God, John 1 and 1, is the source of all truth. So the significance of it all is, in a world of shifting philosophies and incomplete knowledge, Jesus is the standard of righteousness and the revelation of God's character. Trusting in his teachings brings forth freedom from spiritual darkness. The life. You do not have a life without Jesus. You can have a better life, a more fulfilling life, by accepting Jesus into your life. Jesus had just been telling his disciples about his impending death. And now he was claiming to be the source of all life. So in John 10:17-18, Jesus declared that he was going to lay down his life for his sheep and then take it back again. You see, he spoke of his authority over life and death as being granted to him by the Father. And so also in John 14 and 19, he gave the promise that because I live, you also will live. Come on here, somebody. And so the deliverance he was about to provide was not a political or social deliverance, which most of the Jews were seeking, but a true deliverance from a life of bondage to sin and death to a life of freedom in eternity. Come on here, somebody. What an awesome exchange. From a life of bondage to sin and death to a life of freedom in eternity. Think about it, saints of God. Think about it. A fulfilling life. Oh my God. So, in these words, Jesus was declaring himself the great I am, the only path to heaven, the only true measure of righteousness, and the source of both physical and spiritual life. So he was staking his claim as the very God of creation, the Lord who blessed Abraham, and the Holy One who inhabits eternity. You see, he did this so that the disciples would be able to face the dark days ahead. Come on here, somebody, and carry on the mission of declaring the gospel to the world. So, of course, we know from Scripture that they still didn't understand it, and it took several visits from their risen Lord to shake them out of their disbelief. So once they understood the truth of his words, they became changed people, and the world has never been the same. Once you understand God and what he has for your life, and once you invite him into your heart, ask him to come into your heart, change you, forgive you, your life will never be the same. Things doesn't bother you as much. You are not walking around here upset and defeated. You will speak life. You will speak wholeness. You will speak wellness. You are no longer the same. You have been bought with a price. Come on here, somebody. So the significance of it all is eternal salvation cannot be earned. It is a gift made available solely through Jesus. And it also represents an abundant life on earth. One that is deeply purposeful, restored, and connected to God. How many of you know for sure you are connected to God? You don't even have to think about it. Come on here now. So how do we follow him today? I'm glad you asked. The same way the disciples did long ago. They heard the words of Jesus and they believed them. They took his words and obeyed them. They confessed their sins to Jesus as their Lord and God. They believed that he died to take the punishment of their sins and rose from the dead to give them new life. They followed his example and command to tell others the truth about sin, righteousness, and judgments. It's just that simple. So when we follow him in the way, we can be assured of following him all the way to heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for a new life. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the truth revealed in your Son, Jesus Christ. As we conclude our time today, we reflect on his declaration. Father God, for we know that he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So in a world that often feels like a wilderness, we thank you that Jesus is the way, providing us with a clear path and a steady hand to lead us home. God, we will forever give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Remember, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you and God does too. And always know, when you're down to nothing, that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.